Michael?
That's a question about should GCSE history be put out of its misery. Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Chris Culpin wrote this, wrote about this in an article several years ago now in Teaching History, that GCSE in its present form had had its day, and I couldn't agree more. Not only because of the formulaic assessment that is reductionist, and we've discussed this, but also because I think of the narrow content focus, as I already mentioned, in terms of our GCSEs, and the fact that even within individual units, the history does not match recent scholarship. And I think we've got to look at why this is. Largely, I believe, it's because not only in history, but our entire curriculum is in the hands of three awarding bodies in England, who, to a greater or lesser extent, work to a commercial imperative, and therefore inertia is built into the system. And I think it's really, really vital that we break through that inertia and give our young people the GCSE history that they deserve, because many of them absolutely love history at Key Stage 3 and then become so despondent when they start to study it at GCSE. It seems, I mean, the Ofsted report, the excellent Ofsted report, has shown that history teachers are doing a wonderful job at GCSE and at A-level. That wonderful job at GCSE, I believe in particular, is really against the odds, and it's time the GCSE was radically reformed.